Sports Talk 1570 WNST, The Bob Haney Show. Rob Long sitting in with Todd Helmick. And on the line right now, the head coach of the Northern Illinois Huskies. Let's go out to Mr. Joe Novak. How you doing, Coach?
Morning, fellas. How are you?
We're doing fine, sir. We're doing fine. This Saturday, 6 o'clock kickoff, you come to Byrd Stadium to face a University of Maryland Terrapins team. You know, Coach Friedgent will play this game down, but the Maryland fans, Coach, I'm letting you know now, you're going to come into a hostile environment because you all laid it to us last year out there in Northern Illinois with a 20-13, impressive 20-13, no doubt, overtime victory over the Maryland Terrapins, a team that was then ranked number 13 in the country. Your thoughts on this game this Saturday?
Well, we know it's going to be a tough game. We know we're coming into a hostile environment. Anytime you play in the road nowadays in college football, it's that type of situation. But we've got all the respect in the world, of course, for Ralph Friedgent and the program they have there. And I know they've lost some good football players from last year's team, as did we. But I also know they got a lot of good ones coming back. And, you know, I know it's going to be a heck of a football game. We just hope to come in there and have a chance and see what happens.
Coach Novak, thanks for joining us, and I wanted to ask you, we get right down to some nitty-gritty, and I know you're probably tired of answering this question, but everyone's familiar with Michael Turner, the burner last year. We got a new kid coming in who your SID, Mike Korsak, referred to as the afterburner.
Yeah.
A.J. Harris, people might not be sure, but is A.J. Harris, we saw his spring stats, some unbelievable numbers. I don't know how you read that from the spring, but could you give us what you see the difference in styles maybe between a Michael Turner and the new tailback A.J. Harris?
Well, you know, A.J.'s a good talent in his own right. He's about 6'2", about 220, 25 pounds. He was the state 100-meter and high hurdle champ his senior year at Wheaton North High School here outside Chicago. So he's a good football player. He just doesn't have, of course, the experience coming into this year that Michael had last year. But he played as Mike's backup last year. I think A.J., honestly, might be a little bit more of a natural runner than Mike Turner. Mike was a big, strong, physical kid that had great speed, but I wouldn't classify him as a natural back. I think A.J.'s more that way. A.J. has the good speed. I'm not sure he's quite as physical as Mike was, but I think he's a talent in his own right. But, again, he hasn't had that much playing time, so we'll see how important that experience is come Saturday.
Well, to fill people in on a little Coach Joe Novak background, 30 coaching seasons, 8 years as the head coach currently at Northern Illinois, 12 years assistant at Indiana, and he played at Miami of Ohio under both Schimbeckler, if I'm correct. So what's that mean, Schimbeckler football? Well, Joe Novak, the old 52 alignment, Coach Novak.
Yeah.
Now we're looking at the
attack. You're dating yourself.
You see the attacking 4-3, which a lot of teams tend to run now. We know defensive strategies have kind of changed. But at Maryland, you let Josh Allen run the ball. You got a new quarterback. He starts running, then the quarterback gets in the act. Coach Friedgent can eat you alive that way. How do you feel about this Northern Illinois defensive front right now? And what can you tell us about some of the new starters up there?
Well, we've got some questions on that side of the ball. It's going to be interesting. And, you know, Ralph always starts off. I know he's a great with mixing things up. He does a lot of things offensively and does things well. I'm sure they're going to come out and try to establish their tailback. I think they did last year in our game, to be honest with you. They took the opening drive, went right down the field on us, running the football very well. So I think we're going to have to try to show them that we can at least keep that running game under some kind of control before, you know, they go anywhere else. But I know he does a great job with the variety of his attack. Our defense is a bit of a question mark right now. I think our linebackers, I think we've got a good group there. I think our secondary is pretty experienced. We've got some questions up front. We've got some young kids. We've got a kid that played a little bit last year, Travis Moore, a defensive end, who was all-conference player the year before but missed most of last year due to injury. So he's coming back, and we made a position change after spring ball and took Kirsten Strothman, who was one of our linebackers, and made him a defensive end. So I think we've shored up some of our problems up there. But, again, some of these kids aren't battle-tested under game fire. So again, I'm as curious as anybody to see how we respond on Saturday.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST, the Bob Haney Show. Rob Long filling in for Bob Haney here in studio with my man Todd Helmick via telephone. Joe Novak, head coach of Northern Illinois Huskies. Now, of course, Coach Novak, there's a lot of talk about Michael Turner last year, and deservedly so, over 300 carries, over 1,700 yards, and 14 touchdowns. But you had a quarterback last year, Josh Haldy, over 2,500 yards, 25 touchdowns, only nine interceptions. Great stats. But his leading receiver, P.J. Fleck, 77 receptions, over 1,000 yards. Who are you going to lean on now with P.J. gone?
Well, he certainly was our go-to guy and our clutch receiver last year. By the way, he's hanging in there with the 49ers. He's still with them, and he may make that football team.
I think he will. Looking at the receiver core, there's no reason why he shouldn't, Coach, to be honest with you.
He's a good – you know, he's a kid, a typical. He's not big enough. He's not fast enough. He's just a real good football player. So, you know, I think we're going to spread the ball more around. We have a kid named Danny Sheldon, of course, who played against Maryland last year, but we lost him in Game 5 and didn't have him for the rest of the year and certainly missed him. We got two other kids, Chetone Powers and Sam Hurd, that have played a lot of football. We've got a couple freshmen we're going to play in there. And I think our tight end is capable. I think we'll throw it to the back. So instead of having one guy getting 80 catches, I think we'll probably spread the ball around a little bit more this year than we did last.
What Maryland fans are coming down here to see, most of them will recall going up there and playing on the road, and we saw what transpired. So could you maybe compare the differences similarities? I see a lot of similarities, even though you had some player turnover, not a lot, roughly 13 starters back. But compare what fans at the game will see Saturday opposed to what they saw maybe last year up at DeKalb.
Well, you know, I don't know how much different. You know, every team is different from year to year. I've made this comment. We all lose our senior class. We bring in a freshman class. It's different. We're talking about really five classes when you talk about redshirting and all that. So to me, that's a 40% turnover in a football team every year. And, some areas last year, our offensive line was a big question mark last year in our football team. We had three kids start against Maryland that had never played before. So that was a big question mark. Right now, that may be the strength of our football team. We had a great kicker last year in Steve Azar. He's gone. We'll have a freshman kick Saturday night. So areas where we were strong, we're not as strong at. With some areas where we're question marks last year, we're strong at, and it's the same with Maryland. So, you know, the teams change. The philosophies of what we're doing isn't going to change. I'm sure Ralph's the same way. They're going to play good, strong. You know, one thing about Maryland's teams and Ralph's teams, we talk always about his offense and his genius, and he is very good, don't get me wrong. But they've played great defense here the last two or three years also. Gary Blackney does a great job with that defense. So they're a very balanced football team. So, again, I think we're going to feature different people, but you'll see the same basic philosophies I would expect from last year.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST, Rob Long here, Todd Helmick in studio, Coach Joe Novak from Northern Illinois Huskies. Coach, last year you all went 10-2. In my opinion, 10-2 is hard to justify not going to a bowl game. And when you look at a 4-0 non-conference record with wins over the conferences like the ACC, the SEC, and the Big 12, everyone, if you name the top five conferences in college football, those are three of the conferences that are going to come up. What are you all? Number one, what's your impression on not getting into the bowl game last year, and what are the plans this year to get better in those two losses being conference losses, which probably cost you a bowl game?
Well, there's no question that was it. You know, a couple things. We're fighting hard to increase the prestige of our conference as a whole. I think we all feel that our conference is a very good football conference. We're certainly not in a category with the SEC and the ACC game in and game out and year in and year out, but we do play pretty good football. Right now, we are only guaranteed two bowl berths. That's all we have in our conference. What we need to do,
which is a crime, to be honest with
pardon?
You. Pardon? Which is a crime, to be honest
it
with
is.
You.
It really is, but we've got to continue to have some success and try to increase our bowl opportunities. We know, and we knew last year, that the only way we were guaranteed a bowl game was to win our conference championship. We didn't do that. So did we deserve to go to a bowl game? I really thought our team deserved it. I thought our kids did. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been to bowl games. I thought our kids that played deserved a bowl opportunity, but it didn't work out. We knew the rules going into the year. We know them again this year. And all we can all try to do in our league is to continue to try to play some of these games with these BCS teams, hopefully win a few of them, and get some better prestige for our league so we get more bowl opportunities in the future.
Well, we want to wish you the best of luck here, Coach Novak, coming into Bird Stadium Saturday. That is a 6 o'clock game. It is not televised. Come down and see it. It's going to be a great matchup. But lastly, before we let Coach Novak go, just give us a few names playing for your Huskies that the Terrapin fans are going to expect to hear when that PA announcer starts calling out the names. Some of your leaders, captains, just throw a few out at us.
Well, I think certainly our quarterback, Josh Haldy, is a name you're going to hear. Again, Harris at our running back, our wideouts, Sheldon and Hurd and Powers, I think those kids. Defensively, I think probably Brian Atkinson, our linebacker, is one of our leaders, and Lionel Higginbottom, our one safety. Those are the kids that have played a lot of football and probably our most prominent players.
Thanks a lot, Coach Novak. As Todd said, good luck to you, not only Saturday, but in the upcoming 2004 season. I'd love to see you in the bowl game. Of course, not at the expense of the Terps, but, you know, down the road, I'd love to see you in the bowl game. Good luck to you running the fine program out there.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me on, fellas.
All right, Sports Talk 1570 WNST.
By the grace of God, 24 hours a day, Sports Talk 1570 WNST.